Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
I don't know who you are, sweetheart.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Here to judge how the league handled the situation. I just think that, you know, when you're misinformed or you're not educated about something, and I'm just talking about, the tweet itself, you know, you never know the ramifications that can happen. We all seen what that did. Not only did for our league, but for all of us in America, for people in China as well. And sometimes you have to think through things that you say that may cause harm, not only for yourself, but for the majority of people. And I think that's just a prime example of that.
You know what's going to be really, really interesting is when the NBA finally says, enough, China, out. We're not, you know what? Your money's not worth it. We're not going to do this anymore. Then all
never,
of this.
Never.
No. I think that they're in a tough, tough, hypocritical spot here. At some point they're going to go, you know what? We can't kowtow. We're not worried about. And then all the social justice warriors are going to come out and say, yeah, human rights more important. I was always behind this.
I think I don't see that happening only because I don't think people care enough about what's going on in China to make the NBA bend. I mean, they can fade. Oh, you guys are hypocrites. Unless people actually care about what's happening in China and the NBA's involvement in China, I mean, actually care about that, not about the NBA's hypocrisy, I don't think it's going to matter. Okay, you're upset because we're hypocrites. We're still casting checks. Until people start, we're not going to games because you're operating in a country that does this to people. And I don't see that happening. I don't see the outrage of that. I see anyone commenting on this outside of, like, the political commentators like John Oliver, the people who are attacking the NBA, it's about, hey, man, you guys are hypocrites. What are you doing? It ain't about actually the stuff going on over there.
No. Well, because the NBA has been a social justice warrior. And you know what?
I'm not arguing that.
No. I know. But you've been talking about that's all people care about is the hypocrisy of the NBA as opposed to the human rights. That's true. But at some point, I'm telling you guys, it's going to be where they're going to go, we can't anymore because we are losing credibility here in our own country because we're standing behind China just for the dollars.
I will say this, the people going after the NBA on this, I don't know if they're all that big in the NBA to begin with, to be honest. So I think if you look at a lot of the criticism, it ain't from people who are like, man,
no,
I really
but everybody's hearing it though, Dell. Everybody's hearing it.
I'm still on the side. The money, as we play the song, cash rules everything around me. Until people are like, hey, I'm not effing with the NBA anymore until you guys get out of that country because of what is going on in the country, I don't see the impetus to stop.
Yeah.
We saw it with the NFL with Kaepernick stuff, people threaten that and there was that's domestic issues. And for some people, you know, these things are always way more layered than we like to make them out to be. They're way more layered. There are, as Dell mentions, there's a lot of people who look at this and maybe without a jaundiced eye, maybe they look at it as clearly as anyone because they're not basketball fans. And they say, hey, yeah, we recognize the numbers you lost and all that. Why are you in bed with this totalitarian regime that is brutal to its citizens? They'll look at it and say, they'll probably say, what in the world were you guys even doing in the first place with China? So it is, and it's easier for them to look at this very clearly and say, well, this is an easy one for us. However, once you are in bed with that much money and that many viewers and that much potential to globalize, and the NBA has been trying to globalize since the 80s. So this has been a long, long journey for them. And they, more so than the NFL, they're more global than the NFL is. They're more global than baseball. Basketball is the most global. You take a monster hit. Are you willing to do that, John? I mean, I agree with you. That's a ton of crap to deal with. And if you're out of the China thing, all of a sudden, man, that's got to be a weight lifted off your shoulders. It's also going to be about 15 to 16% lifted off the salary cap and the basketball-related income that they'll have to be okay with. And there's no players who are going to be okay with that.
No. Renee says the league will never tell China no. There's too much money. Players won't go to the White House.
That's what I think.
Players won't go to the White House, but we'll go to China because there's too much money to be made. It's so convenient to just attack, you know, the presidency and you know, all of the things, and we're going to get behind it. But when but something that's as tangible as this, and you turn a blind eye. I'm telling you. They're not going to be able to do this, guys. As much money as is involved, and if it's 15%, it's 15%. They're going to have to distance themselves from China.
We'll see. You think the NBA will suffer this season, ratings-wise, from this?
In China?
Well, sure. I'm talking about here, because the only reason they would do it to get out of China and not placate China is because of the backlash from back home. You think people up? Oh, I'm not watching the NBA because of what happened.
No, I don't think. I don't know. It might have an effect. I don't know. I'm not sure. And it certainly can't. Just like the Kaepernick thing, it couldn't be just pinned to that one thing. It won't be just pinned to this. There might be other reasons. Hey, the NBA is going to be as interesting as ever this year, so the ratings might go up. Let's get Chad in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. I think, we're bringing up the Colin Kaepernick situation in the NFL. I think that's just a different beast. You know, that's an internal, inside the U.S. issue that I think a lot of the elite sports players in the United States felt like they could take on because it was internal. You know, this situation with the NBA needs to let this die down. This is much bigger than basketball. As much as these guys like LeBron James love to claim that they're bigger than basketball and all that, this is a much bigger issue. This is an issue for and all that. Of this could be much bigger than basketball. So I think as much as history would err on their side if they were to support the movement in Hong Kong, I think that it's not their responsibility. If they have money tied up as a business, they need to act like a business and get their money. There's plenty of other businesses in the United States that have money in China, and we're not asking them to move the eight ball here, so I don't know why we should look at the NBA to do that. I know that we ask our athletes to do that all the time, the political movement and all that, but it's just much bigger than what we're used to dealing with in sports.
Yep. It's interesting. Somebody said, and this is, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure, like Disney has said, you guys, stay out of this. There's Disneyland in China. Stay out of this deal. I don't want to see anything. I wonder if there is.
That's exactly now, right.
And listen. This is Jackie's thought on it is, yeah, Daryl, yeah, so Morey is only willing to go so far until his own paycheck is on the line. I don't blame him, but that's the way it looks. And absolutely, that's the way it looks. Daryl Morey has not made another statement since. And I think probably because the owner said, STFU. You know what? You've done enough. Thanks,
but
pal.
I think there is a difference between someone making 40-plus million with millions and millions on top of that of endorsement deals domestically, for a guy like LeBron specifically, and there's many more athletes who are, you know, Kyle Kuzma lost a deal while he was in China. You know, there's a little difference between losing your entire work and job and then having a percentage taken off of your endorsement deals when you're well over 60 to 80 million anyway. I mean, I think that's a little – I think we do have to have some context there. But I don't know. This is going to be interesting. I don't want to stay on this all day. We've done this one. But it does seem like this one isn't going to go away anytime soon because it is splintered into side issues. There is the – as Del mentioned, I mean, there are people who care about the actual issue in Hong Kong and China. Now there are people who care about the hypocrisy of the NBA. Now there's going to be a LeBron issue. You know, I don't think – somebody said this. John, I think it might have been you. History is going to remember Daryl Morey very favorably, very, very favorably. And I think the same will be true for Colin Kaepernick, whether people like it or not. I think Colin Kaepernick stood up for something he believed in, and he and he, you know, like Ali is the other athlete I can think of that it really, he really suffered because of it. His career suffered. I mean, he stood up for something he believed in and actually lost something. But I think Daryl Morey is going to be remembered favorably. However, not even remotely close to the same, in the same vein as Colin Kaepernick, because a lot of people, he opened up the issue, but I don't hear Daryl Morey praised and lauded, and I don't hear that. And if Daryl continued to stand for what he said, and if he came back out, he might get more of that kind of shine. I don't think he wants that shine.
No,
I think
Will.
He tried to throw something out there, and I think there was a little cred to it. Like, you know, what's he just thought, hey, I just want to back this, maybe get some likes, whatever. I don't think he was trying to actually impact Hong Kong and China.
No, it was a byproduct.
It was a throwaway.
It was absolutely. Let me pass this along to everybody.
And I think the minute
holy crap.
He has any media availability talking about basketball-related issues and someone asks him a question when he backs away and doesn't say anything, I think all the cred he allegedly gained will go away.
Yep. All right. We got to take a break. 713. Oh, Freaky Deke wants to get in here. How about the Freakster on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5? Let's talk about Chastain Ford right now. Those are my peeps over there. I love Patrick. And I just got an email from him yesterday. My plates are in and tags and everything else, and they're going to send them to me. Everything could not have been easier. Buying my – and I love this vehicle. It's as good as any vehicle I've ever owned in my life. The Expedition, it is so nice. I got 0% financing on it. And that's for – as long as you want, you'll get 0% financing on it. It's just spectacular, too. If you're looking for that car or truck – now, they're the truck experts. No one does more commercial vehicles in this city than Chastain Ford. No one, period. But they're also in the retail business as well, and any kind of vehicle that you – and they ain't scared of matching any prices or looking – you know what? They'll you price shop and go to their website. And, oh, by the way, there's not a lot of websites they'll let you buy on because they want to upsell you all the time. At Chastain Ford, you can buy transparent pricing right there on their website. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck, and there is a place to go. It's just two exits east of 59, 5 minutes from downtown on 610 Homestead. Not Hempstead, Homestead, Chastain Ford. Go see my friends. Be part of the Chastain family, Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
I'm telling you right now, there is nothing better than a patio from Texas Custom Patio because it gives you the ability to experience beautiful outdoor weather and experience in a way that just lifts your spirits up. You know, and that heat and humidity of Houston, that's coming to an end very, very shortly, and we're about to have some really nice patio weather, and I'm going to spend all my time out there. I'm eating dinner out there. I'm watching my games out there, hopefully watching a lot of baseball out there all the way through November, and I just spent all Sunday watching a ton of NFL games out there on my Texas Custom Patio. They build a patio design. They do the design for you. They handle everything. And, of course, you have input on what you want, but unless you have the great vision that Steven and his designers have, you just wouldn't be able to come up with some of the fantastic outdoor kitchen and outdoor living areas that they can put together for you. No matter what your budget is, they're going to find an ability to try and work with you, and you're going to love their work. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com for the before and afters. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. I don't want to make this an entire Daryl Morey show because we got the Astros playing the Yankees this afternoon where we will be. And it's brought to you by the Phoenix down in Belize. If you're looking for a great vacation spot, Lance, you've gone there. You know it.
Man, the Phoenix, Belize, it's right there on the water, and you just walk. Like, we could do our show from one of the rooms. They have wired internet connection. And just be good to go. It's kind of weird. It gets sunny. It's kind of weird. This is just geographical. I say things like, it's weird being when you're the equator. And there's something weird where it's super sunny right at about 5:30 in the morning. But it is just beautiful. And, you know, they own Cafe Red Ginger, the owners, McCool and Kelly, who I consider to be good friends. They own that on site at the Phoenix. But then they also, you can walk down to Blue Water Grill, and the chef that runs that came from Houston. They kept looking for Houston chefs, like the very best sous chefs in the city of Houston, and they finally found one, and he's over there right now. They've got, when we go, John, they've got a, they got a place called, I think it's a truck stop. You can get a golf cart, and you just drive down the island in your golf cart, and you stop there. And they got food. They've got, like, food stalls, like six or seven of them, just like you'd see at a, you know, one of those food, you know, one of those food truck lots. They've got that there, and then they also show movies outside. This place is, it's just awesome. And you know what else they're not afraid to do? Drink. And if you're going to be drinking at the Phoenix or in Belize, you might want to bring your Cheers with you, John.
You're damn right I will. I had, matter of fact, we had a couple of pops last night. Took my Cheers before. Feel great. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I did. Okay. A couple of Coors, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. You think I wasn't cold and clean and crisp and refreshed? Yes, I was all of those. So that happened, and then so I took my Cheers. And you take three capsules before you go to bed, and bing, 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 I'll feel better in Belize when I wake up the next day.
Well, don't, bring it with you to New York.
Well, also, well don't worry. It's in my bag. It's in my bag.
Because I'm telling you now, if the Astros and Cole win, we're gonna knock some down tonight.
And if they
lose,
and then we're gonna knock some down.
Knock some down.
That's right.
That's how it's gonna go.
Let's get freaky here. Another. Freaky Deke is with us on ESPN 97.5. What's say, Freak?
Man, what's going on, fellas? You know, I usually don't jump in this lane. I try to stay away from this type of crap. But look, man. Daryl Morey threw out a tweet about some crap that's going on halfway across the world. He ain't tweeted about nothing that goes on right here in the United States. That's the kicker to me. But
you're
looking at human rights violations all day, every day, but you want to shoot out a tweet about what's going on in Hong Kong and what's going on in China. That's admirable. But this is what you hit your wagon to when you basically manage black men in this country. And there's some crap going on in this country that you're silent about, you sit on your hands about, but you want to jump out on this. I think that's what a lot of people got a big problem with. They might not be talking about it publicly, but in private circles, this is the conversation. You know what I'm saying? How are you so gung-ho now? You quiet about what's going on across the world when we got this going on right here in a democratic society. You talking about communism. They're not going to change what they do. They don't care about your money. You care about their money more than they care about yours. So
Daryl, I can tell you behind closed doors, Daryl's a little bit more of a conservative person in general, I think it's safe to say. But Daryl actually is a little forward thinking with that. Does he go out there and say, I'd have to look at all the social media. Honestly, I follow Daryl on social media, but I don't really care a whole lot about a lot of what he tweets I like the pictures and the stuff. I don't think he gets political at all. Which by the way, that's what made this a little bit unusual to me too. When he first did it,
exactly, all I could think of was,
why are you doing this?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Why are you jumping out now?
Hold on. Let me ask you this, because we've known each other, so we can speak 100 on this. I agree with you on some of what you're saying. However, now that he has, now how do you deal with that as someone who's taken in the situation? How do you deal with how the NBA and the players and the coaches and the owner, everybody has to deal with this? How do you reconcile that?
It's going to be tough to reconcile, because at the end of the day, it's about money.
Right.
So you're going to have to separate the social aspect of this from the money. It's a lot of money wrapped up in China and what we do. And again, not only the hypocrisy, we throw that hypocrisy word around, but hypocrisy is real when it comes to money. The United States as a whole has been turning their head to what's going on in China.
Doubt. No doubt.
You know,
well, for years there was a boycott, and it was lifted, and now, we're okay. We're okay.
I find it interesting that we lift it for China, but we don't lift it for Cuba. And I'm not saying it should be lifted for either one, but what I'm saying is I saw how poor Cuba is. Well, I'm just telling you, China and Cuba is way, way different.
Yep. Well, right, Cuba's in our back pocket.
Exactly. It's just weird to me, guys, that that this is what it's going to be. So LeBron jumps out and makes his statement. So now watch the pile on. The pile on is coming. Right. And they're going to pile on LeBron, and Daryl is going to be lost in this.
Well,
until Daryl has to comment.
Yeah, Freak, we appreciate it, man. Your brother Mike makes a pretty good point here. LBJ has been outspoken proponent against injustice, so to say what he said is hypocrisy. And to use the word uneducated in reference to Maury is, in a word, uneducated. It is a bit ironic LeBron calling Daryl Morey uneducated.
Well, no, on an Daryl issue.
Well,
not as a whole.
In any way, shape, or form.
Well, no. Daryl Morey is an MBA from MIT. No matter what he said, where I just needed the context. Daryl knows about what's going on in Hong Kong. I'd be shocked if Daryl. That's why the whole thing to me was highly unusual, because I have a hard time believing that Daryl is not learned on the situation between Hong Kong and China.
Well, as he got an opportunity to clarify, I believe LeBron called him misinformed and uneducated about the effects it would have on the people.
That may be
the
true.
People involved who were either over there or the NBA as a whole, not as Daryl didn't understand exactly what's going on. He was like, I think he's misinformed and uneducated because he didn't know what he was doing when he sent out that tweet and who it could affect.
Oh, I don't know. I think he meant he's uneducated on the Hong Kong situation.
Well, I know he had multiple clarifications, and then obviously he
after
sent out
he
the
took
tweet
all
well.
The heat for what he said live, all of a sudden now on tweets it's fine tuned, which I don't know if that's I'm not sure that that's
it's still ironic. LeBron calling Daryl
uneducated. I think Daryl is it's uneducated. You have to put it in context. Uneducated on. Whatever.
On what?
Would say.
On what?
I just.
What is
well,
what
on,
is
on,
what
on
is Daryl Morey uneducated on?
I guess.
Well, he's not calling him uneducated as a person. He's calling him uneducated on the situation, and that's
on what situation?
Incorrect.
On what situation? How does he know what Daryl knows about Hong Kong?
I know that's why. Well, that's why Daryl. Somebody described.
But
as
we don't
LeBron
know what Daryl
like
knows about
like,
Hong Kong, because Daryl tweeted out something and. Like someone said, I think Jackie said, lobbed a grenade and backed away. We don't know what Daryl knows about Hong Kong, because all he did was tweet something out, and then he's been silent.
Yeah,
but that he can't. But the
but he
LeBron,
can't now.
When he actually spoke, LeBron really did not do a good job when he actually spoke.
No,
it was really a poor job. The tweets were better.
And listen, Daryl has been. You know what? Adam Silver coming out and saying Daryl Morey has the right to free speech. Guess what? He doesn't. There are ramifications, and his owner said no. STFU, we're not a political organization.
Well, he has a right.
You do have a right to
talk. No. Everybody has the right, but you also have the right to get fired.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He can say whatever he wants. Then he deals
anyone
with whatever
can say whatever they want at any time, but there are ramifications for it.
But we've changed the definition. The right of free speech in China is way different than us. We think about, we could lose money if we speak freely. In China, you could lose all of your freedom to just walk around, maybe lose your life. I mean, there is a difference. Freedom of speech, we don't really truly, we've altered the definition of freedom of speech. We now say, this isn't freedom of speech. We want freedom of consequences, freedom of, we just want to be able to speak freely. And yes, there are consequences, and sometimes it's not fair. However, you know, freedom of speech in some other countries means something, there's a true definition of freedom of speech. And we take it for granted. I mean, we take a lot of freedoms in the country for granted. There's no way around it. We take everything for granted in our country compared to other countries. We do. Even if we don't like things about our country, we take a lot of things for granted.
I got sanctioned yesterday, as a matter of fact, in my speech, because I was speaking for Cameron Hughes, and that was the first live commercial I'd done for Cameron Hughes was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention that Cameron Hughes is offering our people right here 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles of wine. Listen, if you haven't seen Cameron Hughes before, you've got to see. Go to this website, chwine.com, chwine.com, CameronHughesWine.com, chwine.com. It is unbelievable, people. You pick where you want. If you're a Chardonnay fan, if you're a Pinot Grigio fan, a Pinot Noir fan, whatever you are a fan of, and wherever, New Zealand, Australia, Napa, Oregon, wherever it is that you're a fan of, and you find that wine that you really, really like, I'm telling you, we got an Oregon Pinot Noir that is excellent, and it's basically $16 a bottle. This is a $100 bottle of wine. Cameron Hughes has been doing this for a while now, and they are unbelievable. They buy directly from the vineyard. They put their label on it, and they send it to you. 20% off now. And listen, they eliminate all the middlemen of the distribution and to distribute it to whatever state, to go through the distributor, to go through the retailer. All that stuff is eliminated. You're getting unbelievably great wine right now at basically vineyard prices. And 20% off on top of that if you buy three or more bottles. And trust me, you're going to want three or more bottles. They are excellent. Go to chwine.com, see for yourself. But you got to put in the promo code BENCH. Promo code BENCH. chwine.com, promo code BENCH.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
My good friends over at Gritty, Jason, the entire crew, I really like those guys and girls and people who are at Gritty because they're doing something really cool. It's wholesale electricity, right? They're the first ones here in the Texas market. I just looked at my bill from yesterday and the day before. I haven't spent even up to a dollar over the last 3 days. Now that the weather has cooled down a little bit, my number has been like 65 cents, 59 cents. That's insane. And the prices are staying low throughout the day. There was a little spike in August, but then September, the prices bounced back. I ended up right at about $200, which is about $100 less than I usually spend. And right now, I'm looking at a really, really good bill in October as we finish up. So make sure that you get Gritty. Unlimited access for just $10 a month. Unlimited access to wholesale energy. All you have to do is text Lance to 64,000. That's Lance to 64,000, and you can get those wholesale rates. And there's no contract. If you're ever unhappy, you can leave at any time, but why would you? And when you text Lance to 64,000, they're going to give you your first month of membership absolutely free. Text Lance to 64,000 and start up with Gritty. Message and data rates may apply.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know,
happy cold day, John. Happy cold day, Del.
Yep.
And hashtag cold day.
And it's brought to you by the Phoenix in Belize and by Cheers. And by the way, if you go to cheershealth.com/crushcity19, you get 19% off. 19% off on your
19% off any hangovers.
Any hangover. No, you
that's
get
how I look at it. 100%
off. 50% is guaranteed. 50% better is guaranteed. So, nice. Yeah, not 19. 19% off price, 50% price. At least.
50% off hangovers, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, big sale going on. 50% off hangovers right now at cheershealth.com.
That's a hell of a price. Frankly priceless.
I don't want to get bogged down too much because we got the Astros. We got the Texans looking, I think, in my opinion, better than ever under Bill O'Brien. Would you agree?
Say that again?
The Texans the Texans look better right now than they ever have under Bill O'Brien. Oh, yeah, because they lost against Seattle. They lost against New England.
It's only six games.
No, I know, but they went to the Chiefs.
But they won 11 games last year, and the Chiefs right now just got beaten.
They didn't look as good. I mean, I'm not saying...
Well, let's see how the Chiefs...
I'm not saying that... We all knew what they were.
But it's still 11 wins.
It was fool's gold.
But it's still 11 wins in a row, and some of them were really, really good. I would argue that when they were really humming before Will Fuller went out, I thought they looked pretty... doggone good then for a little bit.
What game is that? They looked 50, really, really good?
Is there any difference between what they did to the Falcons and what they did to the Dolphins last year?
No. No, but what? But
the Falcons,
did they sustain that? Did they back that up with a win at Kansas City?
Well, they didn't have Kansas City
or any kind of a win like that.
Let's see how the Kansas City win looks in 2 weeks, because I got to tell you, I didn't think that looked like a very good team. The Colts beat them without even getting a 20, which is, and they didn't even, and the Colts didn't even play good. Like, they were turning a ball over, red zone issues. I don't know that this is a very good Chiefs team, right? Frankly, they don't look like a playoff team right now. I'm not saying they're not going to be. And Tyreek coming back is a big, 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 big deal. But, man, they don't look very good right now. Now, with that said, that can all be true. See, I'm a big believer in this. This is why I believe that just because you don't play your level of competition or whatever the argument is, how are you playing? And I would agree with you there, John. I think the last two weeks,
yeah.
not this year. Yeah, okay. Then maybe that's fair to say over the last 2 weeks, this is as good, not just as the offensive look. I was talking to Johnny Harris yesterday, you know, who's a sideline reporter, good friend of, you know, for years. We talk Texans. And he says, Lance, I got to tell you, he said, Lonnie Johnson was locked. He goes, yeah. I'm sitting out there in the fourth quarter looking at Keon Crossan and Lonnie Johnson and Phillip Gaines. And usually you think, well, this is going to be just an absolute ass-kicking against Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and yet they got nothing. They ball-controlled them to death, and then they just kind of locked them up.
Time possession was huge. Time of possession. They crushed them, destroyed them. But this was my point. Is that, yes, this is a team you can get at no point, even though they beat Miami 42-23. They came back 19-17 over Denver. Without Alex Smith, they beat Washington 23-21. Yeah, they beat the snot out of Tennessee, but Tennessee was here. But Cleveland they beat. They barely got by the Jets. I mean, that team at no point, and this whole city didn't believe them. I'm telling you, people are talking again about the everywhere. I was out last night, and people are saying, what about them Texans? How about the way the Texans look? I mean, you didn't hear that. I didn't hear that once last year. This team is, and okay, give me your top right now. Your top three MVP, because I was listening to Golic and Wingo. Your top three MVP candidates right now.
I think you're looking. Mahomes may have played himself out of it.
I don't know about now. But I wouldn't vote for him
out
right
of the
now.
Number one spot.
No, he's out of he's yes, the he number one. Spot. He definitely played himself out of the number one.
I would
spot.
Say you have to look. Christian McCaffrey has to be number one right now.
I'll mention a name, and then you'll probably say yeah.
Okay.
Russell Wilson.
They're both 4-2. I gotta go look at his numbers, but you're probably right. But I mean,
he's playing
McCaffrey,
great football. They're 5-1.
John,
there
is no.
They're what?
It's Kyle Allen. Kyle Allen's 4-0.
5-1.
5-1. They're 5-1.
Oh, 5-1. Okay, but Kyle Allen is 4-0. Thanks in large part to what Christian McCaffrey is. I think those two are one.
No. I agree. I think it's. I would vote for McCaffrey, but Russell Wilson is right there as well. But you know who is in the conversation now? Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun. Oh yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. Deshaun is without question. Deshaun is going to be in the mix. Can you imagine saying that when two of his three games were Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Then he went on the road and had a good game at Chargers, which doesn't seem to mean much right now. But Jacksonville and Carolina, after the first four games, could you imagine of saying Deshaun was an MVP candidate? But he looks like a different dude right now.
He really does. And well, let's not forget either. The Monday night was a national game. That this Chiefs game was a national game. In Chicago, it was the game on CBS, and it was broadcast almost everywhere outside of NFL cities that have an AFC team. It was the game of the week. So he is doing it on a national stage now, and where he excels, he is unbelievable. He's the anti-Kirk Cousins. When he plays a good team, he plays his best. And you know what? It's the other teams that he's, you know, he kind of. Now, I don't know. I don't expect many more lulls out of Deshaun. I don't expect many more Carolina games or Jacksonville
not
games.
Not like we saw there, yeah. Not no. like that. No, no, I don't expect it either.
I think, I don't know. It's only a couple of weeks, but it looks like that dude took a huge step. It really does.
Well, you know, you always wonder, is the guy going to grow? So like Marcus Mariota regressed. So there's an article, there's on Twitter, there's a great big thing going on with Titan community where they took my, and the very first year I did NFL draft stuff was 2015, the Jameis and Mariota draft. And I mean, I wrote a ton. I was super diligent, I covered everything. I had left no stone unturned. And so this guy who writes for Music City Miracles, which is a fan site, took my weaknesses and said that, you know, this is haunting how dead on this still is, how everything that Lance hit on in 2015 are exactly Marcus's issues now. And I don't watch him close enough to know, you know, how accurate that is. But apparently in Titans community, that's pretty accurate. But the funny thing was, after the, you know, there was a time where everyone thought, boy, this guy's really headed in the right direction. Well, we thought that with David Carr, too. David Carr was moving up. His third year was his best year. He was showing growth. And then after year three, it went downhill. Derek Carr, I would argue, has had trouble, you know, trying to build on it. We thought we saw growth with Blake Bortles. Remember that, John? Well, hey, wait a minute. Blake Bortles becoming a pretty good quarterback. Boom. Done. And now we're seeing the same thing with Marcus Mariota, with Jameis Winston. Like, there is a natural, you either get better or you start to regress. I feel like there's not as many guys who just stay consistent. I feel like Deshaun, and you obviously do too, this might be the turning point. And you never know if a guy will really get it when it comes to getting rid of the ball and things like that. I feel like Deshaun Watson and maybe Bill O'Brien as... And I did check on it. Bill O'Brien is calling the plays. It's not.
Yeah.
It's Bill O'Brien. It's not Tim. Tim Ryan has input, but Bill O'Brien is calling the plays. Tim Kelly, I mean. But when you have, I think this is a combination of Bill O'Brien understanding his quarterback doing what Bill O'Brien is trying to coach. I think as a unit, as a whole team, this is the first time I feel a little buzzy about the Texans. I have not felt it until after that win at Kansas City. So, yeah, maybe to your point, this right now has the best feeling that I've had for a long time. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yep. I didn't feel this way for much of last year. I honestly don't dislike Bill O'Brien. Wait,
I'm sorry.
What does that have?
Hold on a second.
What?
Well, Del, no, but
do
I
my
mean,
headphones
there was always
up.
In the back.
I can't hear John Super.
No. Great. There's always in the back. It's like, well, it's okay. I mean, you know what? Bill O'Brien won't be an a-hole. Or, you know what? Maybe he can't be an a-hole now because they're losing. But you know what? Bill O'Brien is coaching his ass off. Right? I'm saying it. That's right. All you O'Brien haters. Sorry, Lamont.
Coaching his ass
take
off.
At. Bill O'Brien is coaching his ass off.
Actually, Lamont was one of the guys. I forgot. He was like, I don't want to hear anything about Bill O'Brien because we win in games. I forgot the tweet, but he wasn't so derogatory.
No,
about Bill
he
O'Brien.
Calls him that dumbass coach.
Yeah, but he over the after the win after the win against the Chiefs, he wasn't so derogatory.
Oh, wait,
well, it's easy.
Then. No, he's jumping on
like John. Now John's on Team O'Brien.
Way.
I've been welcome on the train, guys. Welcome on the train.
Whatever.
No, there's whatever.
Welcome on the train, guys.
No, yeah, you've always been on board with Bill O'Brien.
The
no,
best,
I want to tell you something.
You the best thing Bill O'Brien ever did was display so much mediocrity that a 2-week span can change the opinion of him.
Well, that is true. But I'm going to tell you this, and here's what got me was the RPO. I'm like, oh my God, finally something different and innovative. Oh my God, look at, and they're destroying, and they keep doing it. They're taking advantage of a weakness by this Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs can't figure it out. And you know what the Texans are doing? They're running it right. They're running it left. They're running it right. They're running it left. And they're destroying them. And Andy Reid and their defense has no answer for it. And Bill O'Brien is out coaching somebody. Holy crap. I can't believe this.
And I just call it just another Tuesday.
Oh, another Sunday on the gridiron.
Oh, you mean the three-time division?
No, I mean innovative. I mean taking advantage of Deshaun's skill set. I mean using all of your weapons, using the tight end effectively. I was damn impressed with Bill O'Brien. How about that?
Well, congratulations.
I'm not as down on him as a football coach as some people as a game manager. A game manager, you know, the guy. I mean, if you're going to grade on a scale of A to F, he's close to a,
no. He's
he well.
Has
we're
been
talking
a C.
About the
he's been a C.
Not game manager. It's game manager.
Oh, he's
slash,
close to an F.
Yeah, he's close to an F. Now, if we're talking about, like, one of the things I really like is that he has a, number one, he's not scared. He'll go for it on fourth down plenty. That's not a problem for him. And more teams relying on the analytics, which tell you it's a better decision. You know, this is another thing I talked to Ballard about. He said, we really lean on our in-game analytics guys, John Park and George Lee. And he said, one of the reasons Frank Wright goes for it all the time is the numbers just say, go for it. Don't punt.
The analytics will tell you that. All right, we got to take a break. By the way, you know, all of your talk, and I go to Gaines at Ballard, and he's my god, the godfather of my kid, and all this stuff. You don't think the Texans think you're a spy? Okay?
I don't go to their practices, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. It's all on tape.
Well, they're going
to see. Oh, he knows. I want the Texans to win. Well, he knows that.
Well,
it is what it is. Pay me a check. Right. You
can send my kids. We'll see about your loyalty on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
And speaking of Sunday, Bradley.
No, the most honorable Houston Texans who you have misspoken and you don't have a good understanding of the situation.
I just
want to point out that T.Y. Hilton is back and Bradley Roby is out.
Bradley Roby's been playing some damn good football too.
Yeah, and you know who else plays damn good cars? Craig DeSerf.
When I think of Bradley Roby and fast, nimble, athletic guys like that who play the cornerback position, I think of a young Craig DeSerf. Well, not really. I think of him as a young center. He used to be a bodybuilder, which meant he was stacking the jack in the weights. Nice stacking the jack in prices. Okay? That's what he's doing out in Angleton. Yeah! Craig DeSerf would approve of this commentary because in Angleton, they don't have the ridiculous overhead that you have in Houston. And sometimes they got to pass it on to the, how are they going to make their nut? They got to pass it on to the consumer. So your prices, there's a glass ceiling, or I should say a glass floor on where your prices can go. In Angleton, there's not. They have a low overhead and they can go lower on prices. They can also go higher on trade-in payments for you. So at the end of the day, there's nobody who can touch the prices for pickup trucks and SUVs and crossover vehicles and Buicks, like my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Just go to the website Land Z Cars, check out all the vehicles they have in stock. And when you're really serious about price, service, and selection, you will take the trip to Angleton to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
I think it's a good sign. I think he's, you know, he's a tremendous player. He certainly, kind of makes his presence known in all facets of the game when he's right. And I think that's a key part of our team that we need in order for us to be complete.
That's, I'd like to call him our fearless leader or our supreme leader.
Somebody else has that name.
I like to call AJ Hinch our supreme leader. Yeah, he was talking about Carlos Correa there. What a difference it makes when he's hitting. What a difference it makes when he's confident. His defense is, we've seen some outstanding. I don't know a dude that's that big. I mean, I don't know that A-Rod was as good, even close to the defensive shortstop that he is. Cal Ripken was a big shortstop. Dude is a big dude, he's a big guy, and to make the plays that he makes, that one in the hole was as good a play as you'll ever see. It's unbelievable, some of the plays. His rifle, honest to God, somebody said, well, is he throwing? He throws nine. I think he was, wasn't he clocked at 95?
No, it was 87 on the throw. Maybe he has.
Oh,
been.
No, he's
on
thrown
the throw
faster
home
than that.
Was 87.
Yeah, no, but he's thrown faster than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but across the, no, he's in the 90s for sure.
No, absolutely. I mean, that
yeah,
dude.
He's in the 90s for sure. He's so rangy, John. That's the thing. Yeah. You always worry about range. Like, that was a worry about A-Rod as he got. I think A-Rod had similar range when he was young, but, you know, Correa doesn't really have the frame that I think is going to get too bulky. I think it's going to be a long a little leaner type of I think he's always going to have this. It wouldn't shock me. There was a time where I thought he'd be an eventual third baseman, but I think he's going to be a shortstop for a long, long time because that range, that arm, just it's so valuable there.
Yeah, he's you know, his body type. Because we were sitting close, and I went with Dana, and he looks at athletes and he evaluates athletes, and he said, man, that dude doesn't have a usual athlete's body. He's not thick in the calves and the butt and the thighs. He's not. And when you see him, we've seen him plenty with his shirt off working out. He's not well defined. He doesn't have the usual superior athlete body, but dude is unbelievably athletic.
Ah, he's a baseball player.
He's a baseball.
He didn't have to have that superior athlete frame. I mean, all I care about is does he have good feet? Does he have quick feet? Does he have the ability to? Yeah. I mean, he's just incredibly technically sound.
I like pretty feet.
I knew it. See, I tried to say, I said good feet, and I was like, let me technically sound, let me say good footwork, and Dell won't hear it. But I knew, my luck, he's actually paying attention to the show.
I like pretty feet.
Yeah. No, he's not paying attention to the show. Tyler wants to talk about Gerrit Cole. Let's get him in here.
What up, fellas?
What do you say, man?
Hey, Lance, I'm coming at your neck this week in fantasy football. You're going to take that L, man. But
Am I, sir?
Yeah, you are, man. You definitely are. I wanted to talk about Gerrit Cole this week, man. So, mathematically, I don't know if it's possible. If it's possible, we have to go to the World Series and it has to go late. But Gerrit Cole getting to 400 strikeouts, now I think he's at like 352, something like that. But if he could pull that out, and if that, I mean, I think he'd probably have to get at least four or five more games in. And if any of the games went to a game seven, he'd probably pitch at some point. But, I feel like he's already accomplished a lot and probably the most dominant pitcher that we've had since Nolan Ryan. And just wanted to see if you guys thought that was something that was possible. All right, man, you guys put on for the Astros today. Y'all have fun. Later.
We will. I've got I've got an Astros shirt underneath the little jacket I'm wearing. It was actually fine this morning. It's in the 50s. I'm starting to think. I'm looking at the AccuWeather forecast right now. All right, so Gerrit Cole, those strikeout numbers are not going to count for baseball history. I mean, the postseason separated from the regular season.
Oh, no, they're counting his 10 consecutive, and they're counting it with the postseason.
Oh, well, the 10 consecutive, but not like you 10 say, consecutive, oh, he got 400 in a season.
He's 11. Is it 11 straight now that he's struck out at least 10 in a row?
Right, should. I'm talking about the season stats.
Yeah,
like
no,
season
stats don't count.
Strikeout numbers.
No.
That doesn't count. But, yeah, I mean, it's a game. He's pitching. Yeah, absolutely. The 10 strikeout thing should continue to count today. I'm looking at the AccuWeather forecast. So it looks like it has slowed down, which is not a good thing. We wanted it to speed up to where it would rain and be done at 6 or 7. And now there's a 70% chance at game time, and it runs all the way through 1 a.m. So my guess is we'll hear something today. Unless there's a drastic change, they're going to have to make an announcement at some point. And it goes to 0% by tomorrow morning. So they're just Thursday morning. So they're just going to, unless something drastic changes, I don't think they'll even take any chances, and they'll just flip to Friday. It is going to be a big inconvenience for a lot of people and ticket holders, and they don't do that stuff. Like, they don't take that lightly in the playoffs. They will wait and wait and wait and wait if they can, but I'm not sure in New York if that's going to be that feasible, John. They may have to make a decision sooner rather than later.
Well, you're there, and it's brought to you by the Phoenix in Belize. If you're looking for a great vacation spot, unbelievable. Lance has done it before. Lance and Nicole went. And
remember Nick Scherfield?
Yeah.
You know Nick Scherfield. Yeah, he's having his wedding is going to be there. Tonight.
Oh, my
he
God.
Went
how awesome.
Just to stay, and he's like, this is so great. He changed his whole wedding plans, and now they're getting married down there.
How awesome.
In Belize at the Phoenix. He's like, yeah, I'm changing everything.
We
got to
do that
down here.
We got to bring the girls down. Let's go. Yeah. And also by Cheers. At, you know what? Nick Scherfield should bring some cheers, so that because after the wedding, I know he's gonna feel bad, but not if he rings his cheers.
You
cheers.
Ever thought of investing in Cheers, John?
Cheershealth.com. Well, it's unbelievable. Well,
you should invest. Is it a publicly traded company?
I don't think so. I think it's privately owned, and those guys are just like, listen, we need you as a client, not as an owner. Okay, we need you as our number one client, because if you own it, we'll have to give you them. We'll have to give you the and look how much money we'll lose by how often you use our product.
That's true. Mm. That's a good point. That's a fair point.
So let's take a break. 8:58. Raheel's on his way in right here on ESPN 97.5. What about some insurance?
How about my friends over at TGS Insurance? If you're looking for homeowners, and actually my son right now is going through them for auto insurance. He texted. They got back with them. Now, what you'll do is text money to 232323, and then they ask for your home address. You give it to them. Within 15 seconds, they're going to have a firm home quote for you, a firm homeowner's quote. And it's not just from one company. They scour multiple A-rated companies. They have them in their system. They can get a very, very quick firm quote. And then you can fine-tune it if you want to based on, oh, we want to add flood insurance. We want to add this coverage or that coverage. But they also do cars. That's something I don't talk about a lot. But my son right now is looking for the very best car insurance he can find, because I saw what he was paying. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So make sure that you go with them for home or auto, because you can flip out of who you're with right now and get with a less expensive company and start putting more of your money back in your pocket without suffering from great coverage. Make sure that you check out my friends at TGSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.